Patrick Brown. Now, some of you may not have met him before, and indeed some other parties complained that constituents had not even met him before they voted for him. But Patrick stepped forward last May, and the people of Rowallan and St. Fate were waiting for him. Maybe they'd heard that he'd got his first job aged 11 as a dog trainer, or that he's a great cook, or had heard of his handyman skills and that he makes a mean treehouse. But that's not the limit of his talents. Patrick has a passion for social enterprise, and whilst at university, he founded three of them. He's also has a keen interest in international development, and is currently balancing his role as a counsellor with studying an MA in globalisation and development. Here to tell you more about himself and the key issues he is stepping forward for, I give you Councillor Patrick Brown.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you, conference. I've been told that the purpose of these speeches is to talk for 3 to 5 minutes about how we, as councillors and candidates, have been promoting the aims of the party so far. Personally, I'm just very glad that it wasn't to do with how to run an extensive and hard-fought local council campaign, as that speech would have been significantly shorter than 3 to 5 minutes. Many of you may be aware that my election to Newry Mourne and Down Council was a little bit of a surprise. A little under a year ago, I was preparing to interview the party leader for my dissertation. Having been at university in England for the last 3 years, and feeling rather out of the loop on Northern Irish politics, I was understandably nervous about interviewing such a high-profile figure. Luckily, Mr. Ford was quick to put me at ease, and within 5 minutes of the meeting's commencement, had persuaded me to put my name down as a candidate in my area for the forthcoming local council elections. Now, there hasn't been an Alliance Party councillor in my area since 1973. Naturally, I did not think much of my chances until the day of the election, which also happened to be the day I handed in my dissertation. There had been no word from the count all day, and in fact, our chairman, Mike Healy, had gone home, as it looked unlikely we would win. I pulled a respectable 510 first preference votes and looked comfortable to finish in 7th place. But after an unprecedented transfer of over 300 votes from the nationalist community, evidence of our ever-increasing cross-community representation, I have been elected and have unseated a UUP councillor 20 years in the process. To say it was a shock would be an understatement. But actually, on reflection, it has started to feel less so. I had somehow won an election whilst being in a different country without putting up a single poster or knocking a single door. Most of my family didn't even know I was running. But the result wasn't about me. After the result, Danny Kennedy was a little annoyed that his councillor had lost his seat to a 22-year-old upstart. To which Mr. Ford rightly pointed out, if Alliance can win a seat with no effort whatsoever, what does that say about UUP candidates? But I want to look at that statement another way. If Alliance can win a council seat in South Down with no effort, what does that say about changing attitudes in not just my area, but perhaps in Northern Ireland as a whole? Now, I'm not suggesting that we abandon all campaigning in East Belfast in favour of my more minimalist approach. In fact, I'm delighted that I've had the chance to get involved with the East Belfast campaign and hope to continue to help the party retain that vital seat. Despite me personally riding in on the back of a party boat, I don't intend to be a token councillor. I joined the Alliance Party just a few months after I turned 18, uninspired by any of the four main parties that we learnt about in A-level politics. I very enthusiastically stood for the Rowallan Ward in the 2011 council election at the age of 19. I have been, for as long as I have been politically interested, an Alliance Party supporter. And I believe that I am representative of a generation of potential Alliance Party supporters. I was born at the end of the Troubles into a moderate family background and was educated in an integrated school. The idea of a shared future has never seemed even the slightest bit questionable to me, and that's the message that I want to bring to Newry Mourne and Down Council. So far, this has meant standing up to tribal, majoritarian politics. It's meant proposing a voting method that would stop Sinn Féin getting their way and naming our council Newry City, Mourne and Gullion, excluding any mention of County Down. It's meant forming alliances with smaller parties and independents to make sure that we have a say on the party representatives forum. And when the issue of Raymond Lucretia Park is passed to our council, which incidentally is one of the things that me and Mr. Ford discussed this time last year, it will mean standing up to provocative politics and providing a voice of rationality and compromise in South Down. So far, it's been an honour for me to step forward and help build the progressive Northern Ireland that it deserves. Thank you.